This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Friday.
Yes, it is Friday.
Tuesday, guys.
On the Cowboys calendar, though, because we're two days away from game day. Now, listening to Jerry this morning, he sounded pretty optimistic about Jadeveon Clowney being able to play, and that feels like a big deal for a defense that continues to figure out ways to get pressure from a variety of different sources.
And especially if you see the way he's been playing over these last few games. His slash line this last game, two sacks, two tackles for loss, a quarterback pressure or hit, whatever. I thought that listening him talk yesterday, you know, he pointed out, you know, getting up off the couch and trying to play football probably wasn't as easy as he thought it was going to be, right? But he feels like that he's got his legs underneath him. And these last three or four games, I think you've seen him start to look like the guy I think the Cowboys were hoping they picked up basically off the couch, right? Didn't have a job. No training camp, no off-season workouts or anything. But I think you see the difference. And I believe he's maybe started the last two, three games. Not saying it's a coincidence or not, but they did win the last three games.
That's a good point.
It's nice.
It feels like he does not think that's a coincidence.
It's called a win streak, Kevin.
That is true. On the flip side, does it feel like we're inevitably not going to have Tyler Guyton for this game again?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to make it. I mean, he hasn't practiced the last 2 days, and so I can't imagine. High ankle sprain's a high ankle sprain. You know, if that's indeed what it is, those are usually 3 to 4 weeks. So we'll see what happens there. I think Nate Thomas did a nice job. I don't know if that it was great, but I thought he did a good job. And they were running left quite a bit, and it wasn't all because of Tyler Smith.
Right.
You hope you can get by with them, but I thought they did a good job of helping out, too. You know, we talk about the offensive line, but I think you have to give the tight ends credit for what they've been doing, as much to tight end as they were using, and the running backs picking up blitzes. So I think that, yeah, that's all worked together. But, yeah, I can't imagine Guyton's going to get back in time for this one. And then, you know, you get the longer rest, so who knows between now and the next game when you got basically 10 days between games.
Yeah, the the way that this team, I'm just hearing what the way that the words they're using, playoff, the big fight. Does it seem like the Cowboys are looking at this game as more than just another regular season game after Thanksgiving's game?
Well, C.D. Lamb said it before the last two games. He basically said these are playoff games. You win or go home. And now you can't go home, but you may not make it into the playoffs. So, yeah, I think they understand that, you know, they got a streak to the end. That sounds like, you know, they know the importance. Now, I think you have to guard against thinking, wow, we got to win five games in a row or we got to win six games in a row, because you can get overwhelmed by the big picture. You just got to win, go 1-0 every week and, you know, and see where you land when it's all said and done. So, and obviously the easiest, well, I don't know if the easiest path, but the most realistic one is, you know, if Philadelphia can't get their stuff together, you know, you might still have an opportunity if you keep winning to win the NFC East and keep that streak going,
yeah.
Right? What, no one repeating since 2004?
I'm not going to lie, Mickey. I know there's lots of other football-based reasons I should believe, but I think that might be the number one reason I think the Cowboys can win this division is because nobody repeats in this division.
I think we got something going there, you know?
We do.
Jerry mentioned this morning that Osa, he was talking about Osa, and it may have been just kind of a throw-in part of the conversation, but he was like, you know, he can move to the outside, too, and play on the edge a little bit. And I was very interested in some of the movement you've seen since now you got this group in the defensive line. How much interchangeability have you seen Eberflus use there? Is he pretty consistent on what he does?
Yeah, I think it's with the defensive tackles. Now, I've seen them move Kenny Clark outside on a few snaps, not a whole bunch, but a few snaps at a defensive end spot. And in times when they're trying to load up maybe against the run and not use a five-man front. So, just to get more of those guys on the field at the same time, it's a pretty good rotation they got now between Williams, Clark, Osa, and Solomon Thomas, who seems to sometimes be the forgotten guy up there, because he's done a really nice job, even though he's not starting in a rotation. That's a pretty good foursome if you consider where they were previously, right?
Right.
Having to play either Mozzie or, you know, nothing against Toya, but he's a rookie. He was a seventh-round draft choice. And you were having to start him in the middle to get some sort of production. They're a far cry from where they were when they started the season on that defensive front.
Oh, for sure.
Now, you were asked the question on DallasCowboys.com. I would love for you to kind of dive back into that. Do you think that Kevontae Turpin should stick to focusing on the return game for now?
I'm glad somebody reads that mailbag.
Heck yeah!
Mailbag's good.
I'm gonna have to be more careful how I answer those, you know?
You said absolutely not.
Absolutely not. No, I want the ball in his hands as many ways as possible. And I don't think that, you know, what did I point out? He had 26 snaps on offense as a wide receiver, took away from what he's doing on special teams. I think that from a kickoff return standpoint, I just don't think the blocking's been very good. I think that that's got to improve. So if you watch it closely, and I know most people have to watch it on TV, and you really can't see sometimes the big picture.
Sure.
But there's no lanes for him to run through. He's, you know, if he can't get to the outside, then there's nothing that he can cut through the middle. And that's really where some of his big returns have been. They haven't always been to the outside. So I think the you know, either the blocking needs to be better, or the reason the kickoffs are the way they are, the way they line up, is sort of working because they're cutting down on the open field. But yeah, no, with his speed, I want to see the ball in his hands as much as possible, because you never know when he's going to hit one. You know, sort of like what happened with Malik Davis.
Right.
With the, 43-yard touchdown run? I mean, he hit that, and no one caught him. I didn't realize he had that type of speed, right? But no one ran him down, and it's the same thing with Turpin. If you can spring him, and they're not going to run him down, you're going to sit there and go, he gone. And so that's why I answered that the way I did. I might have been a little too flippant on the poor guy.
I like seeing bouncy legs from Malik Davis this late in the season when everybody's tired, and he's like, no, I got you guys. Don't worry about it. The way that the linebacking group has been, I'm just kind of curious what you've seen from Logan Wilson and how you felt he's kind of fit into this defense so far.
Yeah, I think he had probably his best game this last one. I believe, if I remember correctly, they had three guys tied with six tackles to lead the team. And by the way, one of those was Clowney, too. And so I think he's starting to fit in a rotation, right? He's not starting, but he's rotating in there, and they're rotating three or four guys. And I thought that one of the things I've noticed he's done is and that's kind of as he came advertised, that he was a pretty good coverage linebacker. And there was that, it was maybe two games ago, he was trailing the wide receiver underneath into the end zone and caused the pass to be a little higher because they had to fit it over his head. So I think, yeah, he's not only an addition from a talent standpoint, but the fact that he's a veteran, he's been around, he basically, you know, has started almost 60 games in his career over six seasons. You know, he's a pretty good hand in there. So I think that's helped out. I think as you're seeing game by game, Overshone seems to be more active, you know, doing the things that we've seen him do before. And then, you know, just having some experience, you know, they almost had to force Shamir James in there as a rookie. Well, he's not a rookie anymore, right? He's played 12 games. Same thing with guys like Booker. You know, he's not a rookie anymore. He's played, and as a Raku. So remember, they were having to rely on all these young guys. They basically have remade parts of this team, mostly on defense. If you look at some of the guys they were starting that are gone, they were starting not just one game or two games to fill in. Kyrir Elam must have started eight games. Mozzie Smith and Toya probably started the majority of the games until Williams got here. And these guys were your starters, and they're not, you know, they're guys aren't here anymore. Damone Clark, think about this. He was the starting linebacker early in the season, and he's gone. And you were having to rely on these guys. So when Jerry talked about kind of this is not the same team we started the season with, he was exactly right.
Mickey, I have a question about offensive pass interference, but first I have a question about, are you driving with your window down?
No, I'm going really fast.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what I needed to know. Now, we asked Steven, first of all, good job. We asked Steven about this yesterday, but the weapon that is being able to draw defensive pass interference. Like, I know people are probably like, hey, just catch the ball. We don't need the flags or whatever. But being able to draw those big-time penalties, CeeDee Lamb leads the NFL with 10 defensive pass interferences. George Pickens is fourth with 5, and the Cowboys lead the league with 17. How big of a deal is that, especially in the modern NFL?
Yeah, I think it should be factored into a wide receiver's effectiveness. You know, we keep track of targets, right?
Yep.
Which I think is a flimsy stat, because you don't know if the quarterback's throwing the ball away, right?
Right.
And he just has to throw it at somebody, and he throws it at one of their heads, and then it's a target. Well, then it looks like, well, he only caught 5 of 8 targets, right? But I think pass interference is a real thing, and they should probably have a stat for that on how many times you draw a penalty, because the guy was desperate. You get pass interference because the guy's desperate. He's beat, and he's just trying to catch up. So, yeah, you ought to get credit for that. And I think that's huge, especially on some of those deep balls. Now, you're not throwing them just to get pass interference, but, you know, you're sitting there going, well, there's a pretty good chance if he can beat this guy,
right,
it's going to be pass interference, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And
every once in a while,
I
think they do just throw it down there. Not just the Cowboys, but all teams.
I swear by it, Mickey.
Let me just see what happens.
Yeah,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. Tom Brady, go back and look at how many times in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes left or in the right before halftime, that dude would just chuck one to the other side of the field and pick up a pass interference because he knew he swung the field that way. It was part of his career.
Or think about
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This should be a stat that somebody comes up with. How many times do you catch the ball when you're getting interfered with?
Yes.
Like there's a flag. Pickens has to have at least 3 of those, right?
Yes, and I think you should be able to tag on an extra 5 yards to that. Like, I do not think that the DB should get off the hook for committing a penalty and still giving up the reception. I think you should be like, yeah, I accept that penalty. 5 more yards at the end of the catch.
Or like the was it the last game or the Sunday game? He caught the one. He was clearly out of bounds, right?
Right.
But he still caught it.
Right.
And it was like, how did he catch that?
Right. All right, so my theory for that is instead of 2nd and 10, it should be like at least 2nd and 8. Give me 2 yards for that.
Give me something,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Well,
we're going to rewrite these rules.
Exactly. Well, while you dominate the motorways, we will catch up with you tomorrow, good sir.
Will do before we head to Detroit.
Indeed. Thank you very much, good sir.
See ya.
There you go. Speedster Mickey Spagnuolo. Man, I'm just driving really fast.
I liked all the questions about, is he operating heavy machinery? Sometimes they got to be doing things, you know, while we talk to him.
I asked Alec if he was driving like a 1940s roadster, because you could just hear
love it.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
You got the question of the day plus the word of the year next on The Fan.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah.
877-881-1053, the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, we have the Oxford Word of the Year.
Oh.
And this is one of my favorites in a long time because I enjoy this. No.
It's not 6-7?
No.
6-7.
I would have punted that article as far as I humanly could.
But said Oxford, not Webster.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Oxford is in English. England. There we go.
Oh.
Shut up. Shut up. You eat your sandwich and you shut up.
That's right. Before any of that, guys, I do want to remind you that Sports Talk here on The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, Kevin, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Right now.
Right now?
Do it.
Got it.
Do it. That's the button I do want you to push.
And you can watch Landman.
Yes! And there are 15 different producers and stuff that all have amazing accolades and whatnot. That it's just such a star-studded show. My dad was watching it the other night, ran downstairs.
We started watching it. It's pretty fun.
I think he was influenced by the ads that I read.
Yeah.
Because he was like, you know what? Let's catch up on this. And I heard it. I heard the intro and everything. I was like, oh my gosh. Advertising works. Look at that. I always knew it.
I don't want to derail you, but you know what is, I always think, one of the most fun things in advertising? Do you ever see one of those billboards and it says, does advertising work? Just did.
Yeah,
and then
it
was like, every time I'm like, man, whoever came up with that is a genius.
And my favorite YouTube ads are the ones where, like, I'm not here to waste your time. So if you want to, in 2 seconds, you can hit the skip ad button. And then in 2 seconds, the skip ad button pops up and I skip the ad.
Smart.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? You told me to, so I'm going to. I was going to listen to what you had to say, Mr. TV guy, YouTube man, whatever you are. But yeah, I was going to listen, but then you told me not to. So there you go. Guys, we're going to go to the National Day Calendar, as we always do. And if you don't wake up and check it every day like I do at 5:30 in the morning when I wake up.
Oh, that's so early.
Then, yeah, well, you know, I live like in Narnia compared to here. So the commute is not great. It took me like 55 minutes to get here today. So, yeah, and I still got here later than I wanted to, even though I woke up at 5:30, go to the gym, and start prepping for the show, dang it! So today is National Day of Giving, also known as Giving Tuesday, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. So if you're feeling nice and you want to do something for somebody around you or somebody in your life, there's never a specific day that you need to do that, or that it's just okay to do it on that day only. You should always do it. But today's a great day to do so. Today is also National Mutt Day. So if you got a dog, go pet them for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Or her.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, but if it's a her, it's a bitch.
Okay.
That is you talked about dictionary, boy. You talked about you're going to give me a definition. That's what it says in the dictionary.
Does it really?
I don't know.
Probably. Go look it up.
I can't say the last time I've opened up a dictionary. Like an actual
book. Just go online. It's dictionary.com.
No, it's not the same. That's not the same. I said opened up a dictionary.
Yeah, go online.
You can open up the website.
Dictionary.com.
All right.
Type in the word, the B word. And then see if it says something.
Huh. Right. You said B word, then see if it says something. See what
also, do you ever consider humans mutts? Because my kid was asking me the other day, he was like, what exactly is our lineage? I want to do the 23andMe thing. And I was like, dude, we are mutts, bro. Like, we are like as European mutt as you can get, I believe.
This was a tremendous use of time. Alec, just know that this is your fault. I'll probably edit it because it's too many in a row.
Oh.
But yes, first definition, dictionary.com, noun, female dog. This is the third year in a row that a bee won first place in the sporting dogs category. Slang, a malicious, unpleasant, selfish person. And it says especially a woman. Older use, a lewd woman. Or informal, hey bees, let's go party. So,
do you think,
something difficult? That test was a real bee.
Do you think at the National Dog Show or whatever? What's the big dog show?
Westminster.
Yeah, the Westminster Cup. Do you think that there's the guy and he's like, and here comes this bee, known for, and like he's just dropping those on him?
Huh. I really want to say yes. Oh, that bee is magnificent. Surely she will sire many, or give, you know, to many future champions.
You know how women are.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, PJ.
Oh, man. We might have Ryan Nemhart on the show, either us or G-Bag today.
Jeez. Well, I may as well stay away from that drop then. Yeah, so that happened, and that caused a scene. I was not expecting that. But yes, Corey, people can be mutts. Leon Thomas has a song about being one, and he is fantastic. Apple Music Replay just dropped today, so if you're an Apple Music user, you can get all the statistics on who you listen to and for how long and how many minutes.
Do you think that's more fun or sometimes sobering?
Really? Sobering. Okay. For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it showed me that the beginning of the year I was going through a lot, and then the past couple months I've been like, life's cool.
One time it showed me that my account was attached to my kid's Google, because he was listening to a bunch of Fortnite songs, and I was like, I've never listened to any of these. It was like 100,000 hours of it. And I was like,
I get it, man. Back when that Mortal Kombat movie came out in 95, that song was a banger.
Let's see. It's also a National Special Education Day, so anybody who works in special education or has anybody in the family or maybe you yourself were in special education programs, a big shout out to you and very, very much love.
Very underfunded part of our educational system, both in Texas and countrywide.
But today is World Trick Shot Day. That is what we are going to focus on today. So the Harlem Globetrotters of the world, the Dude Perfects and the Kevin Sparkmans of the world, today's your day.
Sparky!
So now I want to know, guys, it doesn't have to necessarily be the most important moment you've ever seen in sports or entertainment, but what's the coolest one that you've seen? 877-881-1053, because I have two that come to mind for me.
It's the NBA's most watched video on Twitter. It's their most watched clip, and it's the one where Luka was on the ground, threw the ball behind his back, over his head. Kyrie got the ball, lobbed it for Derrick Jones Jr. Like, that moment, I saw it live. I watched it every time I saw it on the internet. I was just like, this is such a cool play. And to have three people be on the same page in a flow like that was absolutely amazing.
See, and I think I wanted to say the Rantanen wraparound off the skate. That was pretty awesome.
Oh, insane, yeah. Dude. Insane.
That's a good one.
You know what I think every time, and I'm sure soccer players move on with their life, but every time they get nutmegged, I'm like, that has to be devastating to you.
Yeah.
That person is so good. They know when you're going to move your legs and kick the ball through it in order to set up, hopefully, a more devastating play. Every time I see that, I'm like, oh, my goodness.
As a man, for some reason, that's just devastating. And basketball, yes, too. It's happened more times than I'm willing to admit. But let's see. I do like from the 972 talking about the word of the year. It's not Sidney Sweeney. They didn't pick the right word. The 214 says sandwich time. And let's see.
Sandwiches are great.
The 972 says, no, I gave my thanks on Thanksgiving. I'm done. I respect it.
Okay.
And then some texts that I cannot read. But for me, Kevin, two things come to mind that I think you can appreciate both of them, because I was there to witness both of these. April 22nd, 2023, Adolis Garcia. You know, he's off in the world now. doing whatever. Yeah. He went 5 for 5 against the Athletics and hit 3 home runs. And I was at that game.
Unbelievable.
And I think my buddy Anthony has a video of me predicting the 3rd home run.
Shut up.
Yeah, where I was just sitting there. I might have been a couple beers in. And I was like, you know what? Screw it. He's hitting his 3rd bomb here.
I love it.
So that was fun.
He had that ability. God, he had that ability.
And then, Kevin, you'll appreciate this. WrestleMania in Arlington, Texas, when Shane McMahon jumped off Hell in a Cell.
Yes.
I was in the 10th row sitting next to Drew Brees and Noel Foley.
You fancy?
Dang, dude.
Yeah. So I was right there for that, right behind the announce table, too. So it was right in front of us. It was maybe 25 feet away from us.
Wow.
Something like that. So I could feel the like gust of air when he hit the table.
Really?
From the impact of it. Yeah, it kind of makes your hair blow back a little bit.
That's like, kind of terrifying.
Whoa. Yes, and you could hear his body thud on the table. And it was almost sickening, even though I know protected and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But it, still, you could hear the impact. And it was like, oh my God. It was insane. It was so cool.
Yeah.
So that, cool.
That's pretty scary.
One of my favorite videos that I never posted. Avery, my oldest son, he wanted to do trick shots. So we went up to the park, and he took a Frisbee. And it was very windy that day. And he just stood there, and he was like, all right, I'm Avery. And he, you know, his little voice.
Yeah.
And this is whatever show he had created. And then he'd just throw the Frisbee in the air, and it would not go anywhere close to the slide that he wanted to throw it on. And then he'd go, epic fail. And he'd just do that over and over. And I thought it was hilarious. And then later on, I skipped one up and through the slide. And he was like, why did we not have the video camera out?
Okay.
Like, I don't know, man.
And see, so that is my question.
Would have gone against epic fail.
And if you make it, and it's something astonishing, do you just retire? And they're like, I bet you couldn't do it again. And you're like, I don't have to.
I just did
exactly.
it. You just saw it.
Exactly.
That's a great point. That's a great point. From the 469, Dak TD to Cole Beasley in week 18 of 2018.
That was an awesome throw.
One of the best moments I've ever seen.
That was the Giants, I think.
Yes, and that was incredible. But the 972 says when that D, Brock Lesnar, got humbled in the first time in the UFC by Kane Velasquez.
I mean, hey,
I'll take it.
That was pretty devastating.
I'll take it. From the 817, this is creative. Ginobili slapping the bat out of midair for me.
Oh, yeah.
That was impressive.
He slapped a bat?
That's right.
In a basketball game?
Yeah, look it up.
He didn't want to turn into a vampire.
That's right.
I gotta go watch it.
He enjoys garlic.
Yeah. You
know? He didn't want to give that up. All right, give me
just Google it, Majors.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sandwich time is over. I don't think I see it anymore.
Tell me the word.
Okay. The Oxford word of the year. There were three contenders. Aura farming was a contender.
Oh.
Biohack was another contender, but they're not good enough. Rage bait is the word of the year.
Oh, yeah.
From Oxford University. They shortlisted three contenders. They had conversations with more than 30,000 people, and they voted that rage bait is the word of the year. It is defined as, quote, online content deliberately designed to elicit anger or outrage by being frustrating, provocative, or offensive, typically posted in order to increase traffic or engagement with a particular web page or social media content. So I think that's one of the best terms that my generation has thought of because it is so simple and it is so on the nose, and my generation loves doing it. So whenever people clown Kevin for Texas A&M losing on the Fantex yesterday, that's rage baiting because they got a response out of them. And I think that is one of the best parts of social media when it is harmless. If it's in a harmless manner, I think it's hilarious, and I think it's one of my favorite pastimes.
Do you think that Young Wei Koo kicking a bigger chunk out of the field than he got a hold of that football is a good trick shot? We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You saw it. Coming up next, we will hear from Dallas Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on The Fan, and right now it's time to hear from Brian Schottenheimer.
This week.
No. The team has gone through a lot on and off the field the last couple of weeks. After Detroit, is this, have you told your staff or your players to say, maybe we could take a breath a little bit?
You never take a breath in this business this time of year, man. It's December football, and when it rolls around, you know, you just stay focused on the grind. You love the grind. You hate the grind, but it's part of the deal. And, you know, most important thing for me is, you know, finish our prep for Detroit. It's going to be a very physical game. You know, we have a play style that we're proud of. They certainly have an established play style as well. So first things first, we want to play well Thursday night.
Brian Todd, with ESPN. With Trayvon, what have you seen in the 2 days from it?
Yeah, it's been great to have him back out there, number one. I think, you know, he's doing a good job trying to shake off some of the rust and kind of just get back into it. And we'll see how today goes. And I know he wants to play and he's trying to play, and we'll see how today goes. And we'll make that decision as we get a little closer.
I don't know if you've had a guy practice 1 week and then play. Should we look at past precedent here on some guys?
I think we're going to be smart. You know, I'm going to listen to the trainers on this one. I'll, you know, look at the video. I've been watching the video, obviously, and, you know, I'm seeing how he's doing. But each situation is different, Todd, like I say, and we'll be smart. I mean, that's why, you know, most ramp-up periods take a little bit of time, but we'll see, and we'll make the right decision.
John Schroeder with The Athletic. Before practice, not yesterday, but the day before, you brought the guys up. After the stretching, or right before you guys started stretching, and had a little, it sounded like you were kind of fired up. How do you determine when you're going to do stuff like that?
Yeah, I trust my gut. There were a few things that I saw that just kind of made me want to have a little conversation with the boys. And so that's what I did. I called them up, had a little conversation, and they got the message, and we went and had a good practice.
I can take you back to when you got hired and got the job. Have you had to have more of those than you thought, or pretty much what you thought in terms of, you know, having to get into the guys and stuff like that? Because that doesn't seem like something that you would want to do all the time. It doesn't seem like that's your personality.
No, you don't want to do it all the time, but you have to do it. You know, I mean, I didn't want to make them run that day at practice and training camp either, but they weren't doing their part and they weren't upholding the standard, so we stopped what we were doing and made them run. But you know, these guys understand, you know, that there's a job to do, and I'm always going to be honest with them. You know, John, I'm always going to be, hey, this is a standard, and if I don't like the standard that's being put out there, then I'm gonna call them up.
Nick Harris, 4-star Telegram. Getting into December here, how much do you balance talking big picture with the guys versus, hey, game by game, but, you know, still kind of understanding what you guys have to do?
Yeah, I'm a game by game guy. Always have been, always will be. I just think it serves you the best, you know, to do it that way because it's such a long season. It'd be different if you were playing 6 or 8 games, you know, only. But when you're talking 17 games before the playoffs start, I think you have to you know, take each day and each week by themselves. And the other thing that I believe in is I believe you really focus more on yourself. You know, we talk more about ourselves than we talk about the opponent. You know, I think, you know, our best ability to perform well and win games is based on what we do and how we perform and how we execute, not what the opponent does. And we play really good opponents every week, but I just think it's an important part of the process. And then ultimately when we get to a Super Bowl, it's going to be no different. It's going to be Monday's a Monday and Tuesday's a Tuesday. You got the 2 weeks and all that stuff. But, like, I think that's important that you build into these guys. Hey, we're going to take it one day at a time, 1 week at a time. And why? Because your focus needs to be where your feet are.
And then you guys have had a lot of short weeks back-to-back and not a lot of time for self-scouting those short weeks. This upcoming, I guess, 10-day break, does it allow you guys to kind of bounce back and revert to some of the things that y'all didn't get to in those short weeks?
Yeah, I think so. We're trying to stay on top of it. I think the one thing that you've seen, I think I've mentioned to you guys a little bit, is, you know, the big emphasis for us over these last couple short weeks has been tight plans, execution, same thing, comes down to us playing well, doing what we're supposed to do, and you know, but we will take a deep breath, to Calvin's point, and kind of look at ourselves over this span of, what, 4 games in 17 days or whatever it is. And, you know, there'll be a couple things that jump off the tape. The one thing that I do think, this is a great thing, not a bad thing, but, you know, we've got a ton of room for improvement as well as we're playing, but we have to get better with the football. I mean, we're -5. We're 25th in the league. That sucks. You know, and it's like, you know, we got to fix that. And for us to go where we want to go, we got to take care of the football and we got to take it away. And I really do think this game is going to come down to that. I think this game, because you got two physical teams that play the right style, and whichever team, you know, protects the football better, I think is going to win the game.
Joe Hoyt, Dallas Morning News. Kind of going off the next question, I know you focus on yourself, but when you have something that's having so much success, like George Pickens running slants, for example, how much of the game plan is anticipating via self-scout what another opponent might try to respond to something you're doing well?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd say this, Joe. He's going to run slants in this game. I'll just put that there. I mean, so, hey, guys, Kelvin Shepherd, he's going to run slants. That's part of the deal. But we definitely have compliments off slants. So, again, if they want to play him, they can. But I think it's really cool. I saw something where he was talking about the slants, and it was funny because I was listening to it last night. Somebody sent it to me. I was like, he didn't really tell him much. He told him a lot, but he didn't really tell him much. And that's what I love about GP. But, again, you know, we have compliments for whatever we're doing. And the marriage part of what we do is important, whether it's run to pass, pass to run, whatever it is, formations. Again, I think that executing something that the defense knows is coming, I think is really cool.
And then we've talked so much about all the additions and people coming back for the defense. I haven't really talked a lot about Malik Hooker and Donovan Wilson. From a communication standpoint, how important has their re-additions been?
Huge, yeah. I mean, that's the thing everybody talks about, Quinnen, because, you know, Quinnen and Logan show up and we start playing great defense. But the other thing, Demo comes back. All great things, right? All great things. But those two guys coming back, you can make an argument that that's as impressive as and as important as anything because of the communication in the back half. So Flus calls the play to K9 or Logan, right? They're the green dot. They communicate that. But the guys making a lot of the adjustments are the safeties and sharing that information. If you hear those guys both talk, man, they are loud. They are confident. They're not saying, hey, I kind of want to do this. Like, they're making their calls and, like, they're putting everybody in the right spot. And without that, with as much motion and things we see, you're lost. So those two guys get a ton of credit for how well we're playing.
Scott is with VAP on Clowney. It's not unheard of for guys, 10-plus year guys, to maybe work on the side and still play. Does it look like he might be able to do that, or is it looking more like he won't play?
Yeah, again, I agree with you. Veterans usually have the ability. They don't necessarily need to practice. We'll see how today works, but we're going to give him every opportunity to play in the game. He's playing at a great, great level, and if not, then we'll adjust. But he's earned the right to try to take this thing up as long as we can to game time. I know he wants to play. I've had good conversations with him. But a little different veteran than a young player, right, that they don't really need to practice as much.
I don't remember how many weeks ago it was, but there, after one game in particular, you said he looked different. I can't remember what game it was, but since then, have you seen even more of that, and obviously the two sacks last week, and if it is a little bit of a setback injury-wise, how disappointing is that with him kind of coming along the way he was?
Yeah, well, number one, I think the biggest thing I would say is I just love the way he plays. I think he's having a huge impact, Skyler, on the way really all the guys play, because a couple of the sacks, you know, last week against Patrick and the Chiefs were like strain and effort and things like that. And I'll say this, I mean, just watching him interact with some of the young defensive linemen too, like the guy I speak to all the time, Ezeraku Donovan, is so cool for me, because when I was with JD in Seattle, you know, again, I wasn't the head coach, but I didn't see him investing in the guys like I see him now. And so I love that. And so I think that shows the maturing part of JD. And, you know, I think that's great for our football team.
Tommy Arsh, DallasCowboys.com. Demo's been kind of playing more and more in the last three games. What have you seen from him in those, and just how he's physically holding up? And do you want to continue to get him more as we go along? Or I think 42 was his number last week. Is that kind of a comfortable range for him?
Yeah, I mean, we'd like him to play more. Obviously, the short weeks change a lot of things, and they adjust your numbers. And I really do lean on the training staff for that. But what I would say that I've seen is his eyes have gotten way better. You know, you're sitting there and you're watching on the side, and you're like, okay, I see this. Okay, it's closed right. Okay, we're going to willy this. We're going to do that. But until you're out there doing it with full speed action, his eyes from the first game action against Vegas to last game were way cleaner. And I think that's a big part of it. But, you know, I do think that we'd like to play him a little bit more than that. But, again, the numbers will be based on the fact that we've had to play four games in 17 days.
And then eye discipline was something that you talked about a lot for wanting to see this group improve. And from a broad perspective with everybody, how do you feel like they've done since the bye, and how do you feel like they need to do in this game against a team that has a lot of yards after catch and things like that?
Yeah. So, number one, the first answer is so much better. But it starts with the communication. But, yes, they're seeing less now, which is good. They're reading their keys better, their triangle better, which is good. In this game is going to be very important because of a number of things. They do a ton of shifts and motions, which we do the same. You know, so they're going to challenge your eyes. They're going to challenge your, you know, your changing of strength and moving a front and doing all those things. Like, that's not easy. It sounds like it's easy, and in a classroom it is easy, but the tempo that you do it at is challenging. And then the speed that they have. You know, they've got a lot of elite speed, and so if you're out of a gap or if you do have bad eyes, they've got guys that can penalize you in Gibbs and Jameson Williams and St. Brown and guys like that. And Jared, of course, is such a great quarterback. But we've gotten way better, but we're going to have to play with great eyes in this game for sure.
Garrett Podell, CBS Sports. Brian, CD said the Lions play a unique kind of handsy style of man coverage. What's that like game planning against a team that does play so aggressively in the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, I mean, I really respect them. I respect, you know, what Coach Shepard and his staff do and the way they play. Like, they don't care. I mean, they just get up there and they play press man to man, and they don't look at the jersey numbers and say, oh, that's 88 CD Lamb or that's George Pickens. They don't care. Justin Jefferson, doesn't matter. They're aggressive with their hands. They play a physical style that I love, and we're going to be challenged. And I think our guys are excited about that challenge, and they're looking forward to it. But, you know, the whole team plays a certain way, and that's that physical, you know, intense, you know, through-the-whistle mentality, and that starts with Dan.
And when you see that type of defense, does that you as a play caller look to maybe take more shots, knowing that they're kind of gambling a little bit more up front of the line of scrimmage?
We always, you know, we'll always look for our shot opportunities, but I think you don't want to force them. Yeah, I will say this. I, on film, I see a lot of what I call long foul balls, which means people taking shots and they're going incomplete. And, you know, that puts you in second and long. And when you play this defense in second and long, Hutchinson comes alive even more than he already does. What an elite player. And their blitz packages come alive even more. But, you know, we'll take our shots.
It's the 50th anniversary of the Hail Mary coming up here soon. As a historian, what did you know about it, and what have you learned about it more since being here?
Yeah, I am. I remember Alcoa Presents, you know, fantastic finishes. I remember seeing that. The old people in the room get it. You know, Garrett's like, what the hell is he talking about? Yeah, it was really cool. Check it out. You know, so I do remember that, and it's really cool, you know, I love to walk over here, you know, sometimes, and they have actually the spot where, you know, Roger threw the ball and where Drew caught it, and it's just one of the most memorable plays. And then every time I walk up and down the steps here, there's the time stamp where they show the progression of it all. But just, you know, it was just such an incredible play. And, you know, I love that stuff. And you talk about not just incredible play, but two incredible players and two incredible people. And so I think it's awesome that it's being celebrated.
How was that? There was no such thing as a Hail Mary play, right? How has that evolved now to where you guys have, like, the front tip guys here, the back guys? Yeah. That, like,
look at you go, man.
Okay. Dak said it
yesterday. Yeah, okay, there you go. I was going to say, look at you. I mean, you're the guy with the cameras, you and Hard Knocks. You guys got the cameras in the meetings. Yeah. How's it changed? Yeah, we coach it probably different than they did. You know, I've never talked to Roger or Drew about it. I actually probably should. That's really cool. Was it just one of those deals, go long, and hey, I'll throw it out there? But yeah, we do. We have specific landmarks, and you know, who's your front tip guy, who's the jumper, and he has jobs, and who are your back tip guys, and where they're supposed to be, and you've got multiple ways of doing it. You can do it outside the numbers or in between the hashes. And so I would say, like most things, much more because it's won and lost a lot of games in this league. We all coach it a little bit better, and we spend more time on it.
There you go. Brian Schottenheimer right here on 105.3 The Fan. Going to give them every Jadeveon Clowney every opportunity to be ready to play for Thursday, but no go on Tyler Guyton. Two of the bigger things coming out of that. Coming up next, we'll do a little gridiron gravy. Let me ask you this. Does team chemistry give the Cowboys an advantage down the stretch of the season? We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.